We're back for another stab at this, hour number two today, Tuesday, January the 7th, 2020. I definitely got it right that time. 16 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And if there's anything you wanted to talk about left over from hour number one that you did not get in to say because of the busy signal or the lack of time, the phone lines are open right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've still got Koozie versus Cozy. We've still got what did you think of the British accents? We still have Do You Think Dr. Phil Is Nuts or Not? And I think those are the only burning topics right now. Oh, or have you had an incident in your life, like I did with the pizza man, where your phone number has been tied to an address that is not yours? So there you go. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. I think that gets us through all the stories that I wanted to tell in the last couple days. I do want to do our bicentennial moment, though, this morning for Tuesday, January the 7th, 2020. This is the bicentennial moment. Prior to 1820, present-day Marion County was not open for settlement to white settlers, although squatters occasionally took up residence without ownership of the land. One of the earliest to locate above the Greenville Treaty line was Ebenezer Roseberry, who operated a tavern on what is today Radnor Road in present-day Salt Rock Township. Another early settler was Alexander Berry, who established a homestead near the site of the present-day Marion Towers on Delaware Avenue. After the land north of the Greenville Treaty Line was purchased from the American Indians, surveyors soon took place with land sales, or surveying soon took place with land sales, beginning in 1821. Land was commonly sold in 80-acre parcels at the cost of $1.25 per acre. What a bargain that is. $1.25 per acre. Now, Ebenezer Roseberry. Now, that name rings a bell with me. Okay, he was one of the earliest to locate above the Greenville Treaty Line, Ebenezer Roseberry, in what is present-day Marion County, 1820. Okay, now, does anybody remember the story about Ebenezer Roseberry? Because I know I've heard this story before, and I'm not going to get it exactly right. But if anybody knows the story of Ebenezer Roseberry, give me a call, because it's one of the funniest stories, I think, in Marion history. Now, Ebenezer, he was a tavern owner, I remember that. But apparently when he died, his drinking buddies wanted to take him on one last ride or something like that, if I remember right. And they loaded him up in one of the horse and buggies of those days. And I guess they were going down a road here in Marion somewhere. And maybe it was in Salt Rock Township, I don't know. But they were going down a road, and I guess they hit a bump in the road, and Ebenezer, who was dead at the time, bounced out of the back of the horse and buggy and ended up in the street. And I guess his friends did not want to carry him anymore, so they just buried him where he fell out of the horse and buggy. Is that the right story? Because I think that's the Ebenezer Roseberry story. Now, I'm not exactly sure, but does that ring a bell with anybody? 740-383-9944. Now, the first question I have to say, if that story is true, are those really your friends that are taking you out after you're dead, and just because they hit a bump in the road and you fall out of the back of the horse and buggy, that they just bury you right there? And it's an interesting thing, because where is Ebenezer Roseberry exactly buried in Marion County? There was a book at one point. I think it was, what was the book called? Maybe The Sage of Salt Rock or something like that, that goes in depth on the story of Ebenezer Roseberry. Are there any historians out there who know the Ebenezer Roseberry story? If I remember right, that is a very kind of comical, odd story in the history of Marion County. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and we always enjoy hearing from you. Okay, but that is our bicentennial moment for today on Ebenezer Roseberry. Okay, well, I tell you what, let's do some trivia, because we had a lot of fun last week with some of the trivia we were doing. We did kind of slogans for companies or businesses, and we got like 20 of them. I think it was 20 slogans or businesses done in like 30 minutes last week. So here's the questions for today. Now, we still do have this koozie cozy left here, this Jags, which I'm going to say it's a koozie because it is made of foam rubber. So we do have the Jags koozie, and we also have a Jags High Performance Extra Large T-shirt. Okay, those are our prizes. Or if you would just like to call in and get the answer right, we would love for you to do that as well. We're going to get some more prizes as the days go on. We do have some more prizes, as a matter of fact, as the days go on, but we will get to those prizes tomorrow during Charlie's show. And I do want to mention, coming up later on today here, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on 2:10 until 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. So those are shows you don't want to miss right here on WWGH Radio. Now, before we get to the slogans, there are two questions I'm going to add. Now, I don't know why these two questions came to me this morning as I was driving in. Well, I do know why one of them did, but the other one is just kind of an interesting question, and we'll see what you know out there in listener land. So here we go. Barbara Walters, legendary TV newswoman, creator of The View, was on 2020 for all those years. First woman co-anchor of a network news show. She was on the Today Show for many years. I think we all know who Barbara Walters is. Okay, here's the question. In Barbara Walters' more than 50-year career, she was on television for more than 50 years. She wrote 2 books in that 50-year time span. Can anybody tell me the 2 books that Barbara Walters wrote in her career? One came kind of toward the end of her career, and the other was probably what you would call in the middle of her career. So, does anybody know the 2 books that Barbara Walters wrote in the course of her more than 50-year career on television? That's question number one. 740-383-9944. Now, here's question number two. Here's where it comes from, and there are certain people who are not going to be allowed to answer this question. The other night, I was with a group of people, and we were just doing trivia, and this is one of the questions, and when I get the answer to it, I'll tell you why it came up that night. But here's one of the questions I asked. Now, they did get the answer, so any of those people, if they are to call in, will be disqualified for answering this question, from answering this question, because they already have the answer to it. But here is the question. There is a song, a very popular song, that has been covered by a lot of bands. The song has been around for a very long time. But during the course of this song, love is compared to strawberry ice cream. There is a lyric in the song that compares love to strawberry ice cream. What is the name of that song? There you go. 740-383-9944. So the two questions are, what two books did Barbara Walters write over the course of her more than 50-year career in television? And what is the name of the very popular song that compares strawberry ice cream to love? Or I guess you would say love to strawberry ice cream, maybe is the better way to put that. And I'll tell you why that sticks out to me. There's another reason that I'll tell you if you get that question right. But the reason I like that is strawberry ice cream is my favorite type of ice cream. And for years, and I'm so sad they don't do it anymore, but when we had a Cold Stone here in Marion, they used to have a strawberry ice cream waffle cone. And this was the best strawberry ice cream and the best waffle cone you had ever eaten. And it used to be at the Cold Stone when Cold Stone was housed in Tim Hortons here in Marion. Used to love to get that strawberry ice cream cone. So that's why the lyric in this particular song appeals to me. So the two questions that don't have to do with slogans this morning, can anybody tell me what two books Barbara Walters wrote over the course of her 50-year career? And the other question, what song has a lyric in it, very popular song, that compares love to strawberry ice cream? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour. We've got the Jags Koozie Cozy. We have got the extra-large T-shirt from Jags. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question. And we've got big prizes coming in as the week goes on. But we would just love to hear your answers. See if you're smart enough to know the answers to these questions. The two books that Barbara Walters wrote over the course of her career, or the song that has a lyric in it that compares love to strawberry ice cream. 740-383-9944. Okay, now we're also going to do the slogans as well. Because we got through the first 20 last week, but there are more slogans. I have 3 pages of them here. So let's continue on here. I think this was the only one that I announced on the radio last week that never got answered. Now remember, these are slogans for either companies or products. So here we go. Move fast and break things. Move fast and break things. What company is that a slogan for? Does anybody know? Move fast and break things. And I'll give you a few of these because that's kind of how we did it last week. We went through like 4 or 5 and left them out there. I think here are some ones that we never really got into. Let's see if some of these are easier than others. Okay. This is not a difficult one. When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, what company is that a slogan for? When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, does anybody know? Now here's one that's very simple. I'm ashamed to give you this one because it's so simple. If the phone doesn't ring immediately on this one, then we're just not trying this morning. They're great. What product is that a slogan for? They're great. Here's another one. Is it in you? Is it in you? What product is that a slogan for? I'll give you 2 more. Here's another one. So easy, a caveman can do it. Does anybody know what company that is a slogan for? So easy, a caveman can do it. And then here's the last one I'll give you for the time being. We bring good things to life. Now, I think that's a pretty easy one, too. I would have gotten that one right off the bat. 30 minutes past the hour. Okay, here are the slogans. Call in 740-383-9944. Even if you don't want a prize, just call in if you know the answer to the question. Here are the slogans again. All you have to do is give me the product and or company that these are the slogans for. We bring good things to life. So easy a caveman can do it. Is it in you? They're great. When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. Or move fast, break things. Do you know what companies or products those are slogans for? 740-383-9944. Now, this is depressing because I cannot believe that people don't know the product or the company that has the slogan, "They're great." That is one of the most classic slogans of all time. And I kind of thought "We bring good things to life" was not a very hard one either. But you never know. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Yeah, one has to be there all night. Are you talking about UPS?
Not UPS. No, it's not UPS.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
No, it was not UPS. Now, the slogan is, when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. That's the slogan for the company. Now, it's not UPS. Does anybody know what company has that slogan? Maybe this person knows what company has that slogan. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Would that be Geico?
On which one?
For the caveman.
The caveman. So easy a caveman can do it is Geico. You have it right.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, now we're knocking them out. Yes, so easy a caveman can do it. That is Geico. All right, maybe we have another answer here. A right answer. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Well, I could hear him in the background, but the caller was not there. Okay, 740-383-9944. The slogan's on the table at this point. We bring good things to life. Does anybody know what company that is a slogan for? We bring good things to life. Is it in you? Does anybody know what company that's a slogan for? Is it in you? They're great. I can't believe nobody's gotten that one. I thought that would be the first one to go, not the Geico one. They're great. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. Now, it's not UPS. We had that guess. But what would it be? When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. Move fast and break things. Does anybody know what that is a slogan for? Move fast and break things. 740-383-9944. Okay, the slogan's on the table at this point. Move fast and break things. When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. They're great. Is it in you? We bring good things to life. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, would that be FedEx?
Yes, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, that is FedEx. You've got it right.
All righty.
Thank you.
Two for two
this morning. Thank you. Yes, he got it right. When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, that is FedEx. All right, what do we have left here? We've got somebody 2 for 2 this morning on the slogan trivia. Go ahead, caller.
when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, Donato's.
At the wrong address.
I'm so shocked people didn't realize that.
You know, people thought it was UPS, but I don't think UPS delivers overnight.
I don't know.
I've never seen a UPS truck out overnight, but, you know, I could be wrong about that.
Well, I still like Donato's. I thought that was better. And may I just tell you one small, quick pizza story?
Yes, go ahead.
I shouldn't be telling things out of school, but, you know, this is just something that my husband and I just cracked up. When our youngest was, you know, working at the pizza, I won't say where, he come home one night, or maybe the next morning or whatever, and he says, well, it happened to me last night. And we said, what? And he said, well, I made one of those deliveries. And we didn't know what he was talking about. And then finally he said, yep, I went to the door, and she opened it up.
Uh-oh.
And there she was.
Oh, my. Do people really do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And he said, I handed it to her, and she turned around and set it down and got, you know, the money out and handed it to him. He said, I just looked toward the ceiling.
Now, this is going to seem awful for me to say this, but was this like an attractive younger lady who was doing this?
Well, I think it was. Yeah, I would assume it was. She was old enough to know better, but...
Well, see, because I'll tell you why I wonder that. Because to me, if you are a mature woman, or if you are, you know, definitely somebody with kids or something like that, I don't think you would be answering the door like that.
Well, I don't know, but Daddy and I got a biggest kick out of that, and I just will never forget it. That's one of those funny things that he encountered.
I did
when
not.
He was doing that.
I've never delivered. I did not know that was one of those things that. I hope he got a good tip, but I don't know where she'd keep the money at.
I don't remember that. I'll have to ask him next time I talk to him.
Ask him if the tip was good, but I don't know. She didn't have the pockets to put it in, so I don't know where. I don't know where it would come from. That's what I'd be thinking if somebody answered the door that way. I'd say, now, where's the tip going to come from?
I don't know, but whenever you start talking about pizza, I thought, that's one I should share, and I just, you know, never have forgot that.
That is a great story. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Now, see, those are the stories I love to hear, because those are real-life stories. And, you know, we've all heard tales of that over the years of, you know, pizza men going to the door and maybe somebody is not fully clothed. But I wouldn't ask anybody to admit this. But as you're out there listening, have you ever done that? Have you ever went to the door to get a pizza and not had your clothes on? Now, I can imagine. Now, I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you could have called the pizza in and got in the shower, and the pizza got there quicker than you thought it would have, so maybe you came in your towel. But to come totally al dente, I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes?
On the one, the great for you, would that be greatness?
Which one's that again?
The one you asked, they're great for you.
Oh, they're great for you. No, that's not grape nuts. Thank you, though. Not grape nuts. No, the slogans that are still out on the table here are move fast and break things. Does anybody know that one? Move fast and break things. They're great. I thought somebody would get that right off the bat. They're great. That's a slogan. Is it in you? That's a slogan for a product company. What is that one? We have, we bring good things to life. Go ahead, caller.
Tony the Tiger said they're great.
Tony the Tiger did say they're great. Do you remember the company Tony was with?
It's Kellogg's.
Kellogg's. Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Absolutely. They're great. And now, does he still do the they're great commercials?
I believe so.
Oh, boy. That was one of those. I thought that would go first, but we got FedEx and Geico before we ever got that one.
I was trying. I just couldn't get in.
Go for it. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And remember, if the phone rings busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. We only have the one line, so if the line's ringing busy, just keep on calling back. We will eventually get you on the air. Okay, the slogans we have left. Move fast and break things. Does anybody know what that one is? Move fast and break things. We've had that one since last week. We have... Is it in you? Does anybody know what that one is? Is it in you? Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on that, it brings good things to life. Would that be General Electric?
That is GE with all the light bulb money that they have over the years, owning NBC. We bring good things to life. That is General Electric.
Yeehaw, three for three.
Three for three this morning. Thank you. All right, we've got it there. That is true. We bring good things to life. That is the General Electric Company that once owned the NBC television network. Okay, maybe we've got another one coming here. I certainly hope that we do. All right, go ahead, caller. Well, the caller had left us. If that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. If that's you, ring us back, 740-383-9944. And remember, if the phone line's busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So the slogans that are left on the table at this point, move fast and break things. Does anybody know what that is? Move fast and break things. We also have, is it in you? What is that a slogan for? Is it in you? Now, I'll throw some more out here since we've got all the other ones answered. Okay. Don't be evil. Does anybody know what that is a slogan for? Don't be evil. That's kind of an interesting one. Now, this one, I'm going to say it, but I think it'll be easy. Nothing runs like a deer. Does anybody know what that's a slogan for? Nothing runs like a deer. Now, this one, I can't give the full slogan because the title's in it. So I'm going to say blank where the title is. So here I think you're going to get this right. Here we go. Every kiss begins with blank. Every kiss begins with blank. What is that a slogan for? And here's another one that is a classic one that I think everybody will get. How could you not get this one? Well, you know, we'll hold off on that one until we get the answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, real quick, when you were talking about going to the door naked.
Oh, yes.
That brought up a funny memory that I had of my friend's ex-husband. He did that to the Jehovah's Witness people.
Oh, my goodness.
They quit coming after that.
Now, did he know? So was he clothed when the Jehovah's Witness people came to
no.
the door? Oh, he was already unclothed.
The only thing he was holding was a glass of Jack Daniels.
And what was the Jehovah's people reaction?
I mean, I wasn't there, but I could imagine.
Yeah, I imagine they would stop coming after that. They'd probably had enough at that point.
Yeah, I don't think there's any more return visits.
That's a good story. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I guess it is true that people go to the door in all their cleanliness, I guess. I don't know. Try to think of nice adjectives for that. Jehovah's Witness and pizza people all over the country being scared to death. Oh, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, nothing runs like a John Deere.
Nothing runs like a deer. You've got it. Is John Deere. Thank you. Four
for
four. All right. We've got four for four there. Nothing runs like a deer. That is John Deere. We have got that one answered. Okay. What are we down to here? We've got move fast and break things. Does anybody know what company that's a slogan for? Move fast and break things. Is it in you? Does anybody know that one? That's a popular company. I'm surprised we don't have that one. Is it in you? We also have don't be evil. That's a slogan.
Did you know that? Don't be evil. Every kiss begins with blank. Does anybody know what company that is? Every kiss begins with blank. And I'll add a few more here in just a second. This next one is ridiculously easy. Ridiculously easy. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
Every kiss begins with K.
Every kiss begins with K. And all the jewelry they have sold. Thank you.
Right.
He does have it. It's every kiss begins with K. That's exactly right. That's one of the best slogans I think that has ever come about. That is such a brilliant slogan for K Jewelers. Every kiss begins with K. Okay, what do we have left? We have, maybe somebody's got an answer for one of these other questions here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Is it K's Jewelers?
It was K's Jewelers. You have got it. Thank you. It was K's Jewelers. Every kiss begins with K is K's Jewelers. And we operate on a little bit of a delay. That's why sometimes we're a little bit ahead of ourselves, but that's okay. We'll get back on track here. All right. The slogans we have left here. Move fast and break things. We still don't have that one. Move fast and break things. And again, this is a popular company here. Is it in you? Does anybody know that one? Is it in you? What slogan or what company is that a slogan for? Don't be evil. Does anybody know that one? Don't be evil. Now, I'll give you a few more here. 740-383-9944. I'll give you a few more because we've got so many answered here. But these next few are really kind of simple, especially this one. This is probably the most easy, maybe the easiest one we've had all morning. Finger Lickin' Good. What company has a slogan, Finger Lickin' Good? That's a pretty easy one. Okay, here's another one. The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. That's a little harder. Does anybody know what company has the slogan, The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection? That's an interesting one. Here's another one. Because You're Worth It. Now that's an interesting one. I've heard that, but I don't know how many other people have heard that. Because You're Worth It. And then I'll throw in one more. Betcha Can't Eat Just One. Does anybody know that? So there you go. There are the new slogans, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogans are now on the table. Betcha Can't Eat Just One. Because You're Worth It. The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. Finger Lickin' Good. Don't Be Evil. Let's see what we get here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, KFC. Are you Finger Lickin' Good?
Finger Lickin' Good is KFC. You've got it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, KFC is out of the way here. All right, now what do we have left? Bet You Can't Eat Just One. Does anybody know that one? Bet You Can't Eat Just One. Because You're Worth It. I've heard that one before. The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. Does anybody know that one? The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. Don't Be Evil. Is It in You? And Move Fast and Break Things. Those are the slogans we have left. 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. Having a lot of fun with this morning. Move fast and break things. What is that a slogan for? Is it in you? What's the slogan for that? What's the company for that? Don't be evil. The relentless pursuit of perfection because you're worth it. Bet you can't eat just one. Go ahead, caller.
Bet you can't eat just one. That is Lay's.
Lay's potato chips. You've got it.
Yep.
Thank you. That is right. Bet You Can't Eat Just One is Lay's potato chips. So, what do we got left here? Because You're Worth It. Does anybody know that one? Because You're Worth It. The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. Don't Be Evil. Is It In You? And Move Fast and Break Things. Does anybody know what slogans for companies or products those are? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Because You're Worth It, is that L'Oreal?
That is L'Oreal. Now, what exactly does L'Oreal sell?
Makeup.
Is it just makeup?
Hair coloring products.
Because I see their commercials all the time, and I see their products in the store, and I think I've seen it most in the hair dye aisle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's they do sell makeup as well, I guess.
I believe so.
Because You're Worth It. Is that like a would you say like a self-esteem pick-me-up thing?
Absolutely.
Well, that, does their hair dye work well? Have you talked to anybody who ever used it?
No, and I don't, so I don't know.
I've seen a lot of messes with hair dye.
It might be a little bit more expensive than the normal. Maybe that's why. Because you're worth it.
That's right. Because you're worth it. Well, thank you for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I was hoping on that one because I knew L'Oreal was more geared toward females. I was hoping a female would get that, and luckily they did this morning. Because You're Worth It is L'Oreal. Okay, we've got that one. So what do we got left here? Okay, The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. Does anybody know that one? Now, these are the harder ones. The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. Don't Be Evil. Is It In You? Is It In You? Move Fast and Break Things. Does anybody know those slogans? What companies those are slogans for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour. We're now down to the more difficult questions. I don't think anybody's even guessed at this one, and we've had this one since last Friday. Move Fast and Break Things. Does anybody even have a guess on that one? Move Fast and Break Things. It's a huge company. I know you've all heard of it. Is It In You? That's another huge company that I know everybody's heard of. Does anybody have a guess on that one? Is It In You? Don't Be Evil. This is a word and a company that people use all the time. Apparently their slogans just aren't very good. Don't Be Evil. The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection. That's another interesting one. Does anybody know that? So there you go, 740-383-9944. We've got The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection, Don't Be Evil, Is It In You, and Move Fast and Break Things. Does anybody know what slogans those, or what companies those are the slogans for? 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line is ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Here we are, 740-383-9944. And remember, we've still got the first two questions we've started with that nobody has answered yet. Legendary newswoman Barbara Walters only wrote two books in her entire career. Can anybody tell me the titles of the two books that Barbara Walters wrote in her entire career? Now, one she kind of wrote at the end of her career, and one I would say she wrote in the middle of her career. So can anybody tell me the title of those two books that Barbara Walters wrote? And then the other question that we had to start off this whole thing, there is a very popular song that has a song lyric that compares love to strawberry ice cream. Does anybody know the name of that song? That has been covered by so many bands, and it's been in so many movies. I even think it was the title of a movie at some point. The name of this song. So the two questions that don't have anything to do with slogans, does anybody know the answers to those? What very popular song has a song lyric that compares love to strawberry ice cream? What is that? The second question, Barbara Walters, legendary newswoman, only wrote two books in her more than 50-year career in television. What were the titles of the two books that Barbara Walters wrote? Now, we get back to our slogans here. Does anybody know the slogan or the company that has the slogan, "Move fast and break things"? Is it in you? Does anybody know that one? Is it in you? Let's see if we have a right answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll ask strawberry question. Are you looking for wine?
Not wine. No, not strawberry wine.
Sorry.
But a good
all
guess.
Right.
Thank you. No, not strawberry wine. The lyric in the song actually compares love to strawberry ice cream. Very popular song, been covered by a lot of bands. It's been in a lot of movies. And I believe it's even been the title of a movie. I'd have to check on that, but I'm 90% sure it's even been the title of a movie. So what is the song that has a lyric in it that compares love to strawberry ice cream? Does anybody know that song? All you musicians out there. Barbara Walters, legendary newswoman, she only wrote two books in the entire history of her career. Does anybody know the title of Barbara Walters' two books that she wrote? I believe they were both best-selling books. I know the second one was. Does anybody know the titles of the two books that Barbara Walters wrote? 740-383-9944. And back to our slogans here. Move fast and break things. Does anybody know what that's the slogan for? Move fast and break things. Is it in you? Does anybody know that one? Is it in you? Don't be evil, which is kind of a weird slogan, but I guess when you think of the company, it's probably right. Don't be evil. What company is that the slogan for? Don't be evil. The relentless pursuit of perfection. Does anybody know what company that is the slogan for? The relentless pursuit of perfection. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the last of the bunch I'm going to give you today because we're 57 and a half minutes past the hour. So we can get a couple more guesses in here. Is anybody even going to try to guess on these slogans? Does anybody know the companies that have the slogans, the relentless pursuit of perfection, don't be evil, is it in you, or move fast and break things? Now, we got about 15 more of these today. We got 20 the first time. We only got about 15 today. Move fast and break things. Is it in you? Don't be evil. And the relentless pursuit of perfection. Does anybody know what four companies or products those are? 740-383-9944, or our two new questions. Barbara Walters, legendary newswoman, only wrote two books in the entire history of her career. What were the name of Barbara Walters' two books? The second was, I think, the number one bestseller of its time, and the first one sold very well, too. What were the names of the two books that Barbara Walters wrote? And then what is the song that has a lyric in it that compares love to strawberry ice cream? I did this question with a group of people the other night, and they eventually did get it. It's a very popular song, been covered by a lot of bands, and I think was even the title of a movie at one point. What song compares love
to strawberry ice cream. There's a lyric in the song that compares love to strawberry ice cream. 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. We have time for one more guest today if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show coming up 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Then we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. All right, doesn't look like we're going to get any more guesses today on these, but thanks for the participation. I think we got 15 or 16, and we'll come back and do it again tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Somebody is stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this, and so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, and teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day. And,
oh, gosh.
And it shook it up. It didn't come. About taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.